The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
I'm here in Lee Park in downtown Charlottesville, looking across the street at one of the most unusual art and music spots in town, the Garage.
Hey, hey, one, two, check, 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 hey, yeah.
I'm Kenny George of the Kenny George Band from Aiken, South Carolina. It's my first time playing in Charlottesville.
Are you getting the guitar out there, too?
We've done a lot of small stages. We've never done anything where we're just boxed in like that, though, so it ought to be pretty interesting.
The Garage has been hosting concerts and other art events for 7 years now. Sam Bush books the acts.
With the door closed, it looks just like any other single-car garage. But once 8 o'clock rolls around on any given summer night, you open the door. We've got a sound system and a band playing in there, and suddenly there's a concert going on.
Small town radio station, suddenly your feelings have changed.
The Garage sits between a funeral home and the office of Christ Episcopal Church. The audience sits across the street on a low wall at the edge of Lee Park.
The busier and busier it gets, we spread up the hill, and you can dance at the back, you can dance in the road if it's a quiet night.
Madeline Partridge has worked 2 dozen shows since May.
People stop by, we put signs downtown, so they are like, oh, what's this, and just wander up the road.
Bill Stevens, for example, discovered the concert while walking his 5-year-old collie, Jack.
Well, I started off taking my dog for a walk, but I heard the music at the Garage, and so I decided to walk by and see how good it was, and it turned out to be great, so we stuck around for the rest of the concert.
There are actually 3 dogs and about 70 people in the audience tonight. Among them, Lori Jean, Jake Milton, and Camden Littleton.
It's amazing to me that, like, awesome indie bands from around the country, like, really want to include this little tiny garage in middle of nowhere Charlottesville on their routes, so that tells you something about the value of this place. It's just always a wonderful thing to sit out in the grass under the trees and the stars and hear amazing music down in the little garage.
Where else are you going to come and sit on a side of a hill in a park downtown and see live music for free? Like, it's awesome.
It's a beautiful offering from Charlottesville,
yeah.
Right?
It's so cool.
Of course, having a road run between the band and the audience can be challenging, as Lori's friend Rachel Adams knows.
Usually you have cars driving right in front of the garage and sometimes multiple times circling the block looking for a parking spot and just completely clueless to the fact that they're driving through a live show.
But at the garage, that's all part of the charm. Again, Madeline Partridge.
There's birds and sirens and cars slowly going by, so it's all just very unique experience for bands, and most of them get on board.
In fact, Sam Bush says he gets about 15 emails a week from bands that want to play the garage. And even Kenny George, who wasn't so sure about this place 2 hours ago, has come around.
I'd definitely come back and play the garage in a heartbeat.
See y'all next time. Thanks so much.
I'm Emily Richardson-Lorente in Charlottesville.